From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo to escape Russian air attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation said that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, even though Ankara closed its crossing point. The charity said it was setting up tent camps inside Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey, which has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago, said that thousands more are currently on the way to the border. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria occurred as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria, aimed at encircling the contested city of Aleppo. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. Speaking from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy, where he has been holed up since 2012, Assange said the ruling is a victory.
This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
British officials have dismissed the UN ruling and say they will arrest Assange if he leaves the embassy. Assange wants to leave the embassy where he sought refuge for nearly 4 years. Sweden wants him for investigation of rape, an allegation that he denies. This is VOA News.